Welcome to When Trees Talk with your host, Fiona. Today's show is about the Chinese hackberry tree. Everyone should learn about this magnificent tree whose sap is notorious in Davis. The Chinese hackberry scientific name is Cecilius sensius and is from the family Cannabiscus. There are about 170 species in this family. The three most well-known genera are Cannabis, which is hemp, Humbleus, which is Hobbs, and Celsius, which is hackberry. They are a dicot tree as well as most trees. This means they have two cotyledons in each seed. There are many different types of hackberry trees, although they are all relatively similar. The Chinese hackberry is a little smaller than the common hackberry, and is about 50 feet tall and has a tree span of 20 to 30 feet. Now let's talk about parts of the tree in detail. The bark is a light brown to silver gray in color, and it looks rough because of the broken pieces on the surface. The leaves are approximately 2.5 inches long and are in an alternate leaf pattern. The flowers are polygamo monoecious. This means they have the stamate, the male part of the flower, and the pistillate, the female part of the flower, on the same plant. The male flower is longer and fuzzy, and the female flower is greenish and round. The fruit is a fleshy drupe. A drupe is a type of flower that has the outer skin and shell and with a seed inside. They are dark purple in color. As the name suggests, the tree is native to China as well as Japan and Korea, although now they are grown all over the world. It is a hardy tree and which can stand droughts, although they do not like foggy weather. They also love sunny or partly sunny locations. It is a deciduous tree, meaning it loses its leaves in the fall. The tree needs to be watered about 15 to 20 gallons of water twice a month. The Chinese hackberry tree is a very important tree. It is used for beautification and can also help with wind protection in fields. In Davis, there is a big problem with the Asian woolly aphid. They eat the foam of the tree and poop out a very sticky, messy substance that gets all over the cars and sidewalks. The root bark can be used for healing purposes. Hopefully now, after listening to this inspiring program, you will always remember this magnificent tree.